I would say absolutely. You know, like you said, it was very disappointing and very frustrating. You know, we went up there for a week with good intentions and worked hard, and we were making progress. But again, like I think you said, unfortunately what happened was we had some major issues, as you are well aware of, and so are your listeners. And unfortunately, those big things that you just talked about kind of all got linked together. So one of those bills in and of itself is very difficult to pass. But then when you start to put bonding together with COVID funding, with police reform and a potential supplemental budget, it just got to be a little bit too much to try to handle all at one time. And so I was disappointed. Like I said, I think people expected us to get our work done. But having said that, I think it was good that everyone got out of there. We'll let some calmer heads prevail. The Senate has announced beginning again this week, they're going to start holding hearings to try to see if we can free some things up. I think it was a good move on the behalf of the governor when he sent out those COVID dollars statewide. And so obviously Austin and Mauer County benefited from that to the tune of about $1.927 million for the city of Austin and $4.905 million for Mauer County. And that also includes all of our other smaller towns, too, as based on population. So I think by taking that off the plate, now we can go back up there, really focus on what we need to get done now is bonding, potentially a supplemental budget, and then see if we can find areas of agreement on some police reform.